From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A big day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, driven by some fairly upbeat earnings, closed above 10,000 for the first time in more than a year. Number two investment bank J.P. Morgan Chase reported it earned $3.6 billion for its latest quarter. Computer chip maker Intel also weighed in with optimistic earnings while posting quarterly numbers that beat analysts' estimates. Excluding the cash for clunkers hangover, retail sales in the U.S. were higher last month. That is according to the Commerce Department. That's better than analysts had hoped for and encouraging news for an economic recovery. More from NPR's Frank Langfitt.
After the extraordinary government incentives in August, car sales plummeted last month, but sales in many other sectors picked up. That includes department stores, grocery stores, furniture stores, and restaurants. Excluding autos, total retail sales actually rose by 0.5%. Analysts are watching retail sales very closely. Consumer spending drives 70% of the nation's economic activity, so a sustainable recovery hinges on people beginning to spend more. But that's easier said than done. Most analysts think the economy is growing again, but employers continue to lay off workers. More unemployed means fewer people able to spend and continued anxiety in the worst job market in decades. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has wrapped up a five-day European tour in Russia with stops in Tatarstan and Moscow. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
Clinton addressed Russian university students, telling them that Russia can't grow and prosper as a country unless certain core freedoms are present, such as the ability to participate in the political process. Many analysts say Clinton's comments to students are aimed at easing Russian liberal fears that Washington won't hold Moscow accountable for rolling back democracy in exchange for cooperation on Iran and Afghanistan. Clinton also visited the ethnically and religiously diverse city of Kazan. Clinton says she chose to visit the city because it's where Muslims and Orthodox Christians live peacefully together. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
The Special Inspector General with the government's Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP, told members of a House committee today the government dropped the ball in terms of reining in bonuses at insurance giant American International Group. Neil Barofsky told lawmakers Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is ultimately responsible for allowing the bonuses, even as the government was committing tens of billions of dollars to bail out AIG.
Secretary Geithner did not learn of these bonus payments until just days before they were made. But this, too, is a failure. It was a failure of communications, and it was a failure of management.
Geithner became head of the Treasury in January. He says he did not learn about the bonuses to AIG employees until March. On Wall Street today, the Dow gained 144 points, closing at 10,015. The Nasdaq was up 32 points today. This is NPR. According to intelligence officials, the terrorist operative who contacted the Afghan immigrant accused of plotting a terror attack in New York was the head of Afghanistan's al-Qaeda operations. U.S. officials close to the investigation are being quoted as saying they believe Mustafa Abu al-Yazid contacted the terror suspect through an intermediary. Currently being held in connection with the alleged terror plot is 24-year-old Najibullah Zazi. Zazi has pleaded not guilty to conspiring to use weapons of mass destruction to carry out an attack on targets in New York. The latest evaluation of U.S. students' math skills will not impress many people, but as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, there is some good news.
Since 1990, there's been a 20-point gain in 8th grade math scores and a 27-point gain in 4th grade scores. That means kids today overall are much more skilled in key areas such as number operations, measurement, geometry, statistics, and algebra. And that's impressive because more and more school children today are low-income and don't speak English at home. Although black students still lag behind all other racial ethnic groups in both 4th and 8th grade, their average math scores have gone up 34 points since 1990, outpacing even the highest achieving group, Asians and Pacific Islanders. Family income, meanwhile, is still a huge predictor of how kids do in math, but in some states, low-income kids in rural and inner-city schools are doing better than they did 19 years ago. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
With many Americans in financial difficulty, state regulators are cracking down on aggressive debt collection operations. Half a dozen states have put in place tougher restrictions. The move comes as lawmakers focus on firms that buy bad debt from credit card companies and other lenders for pennies on the dollar, then seek to collect more than they paid. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.